in the spiritual sky, all the planets are self-effulgent and eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. The planets there are called Vaikuntha, or land without fear, and are made from the all-desire fulfillment touchstone. These Vaikuntha planets are all surrounding the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His original threefold bending form of Krishna, or Syam Sundar, eternally engages in loving pastimes with His most intimate devotees. Krishna also presides over the spiritual planets, but not in His original form. He expands Himself into His four-armed form, known as Narayan or Vishnu, and thus He presides over all the Vaikuntha planets. Once, on one of these eternal blissful Vaikuntha planets, the sons of Brahma, who are known as the Kumaras, came to visit Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Kumaras are great sages, and they are always seen traveling together throughout the universes. Although they are many thousands of years old, they appear as small boys of only about 4 or 5 years. In this way, the Kumaras came to pay their respects to Lord Narayan in his beautiful palace of Touchstone.
Stop! Not just anyone can enter the palace of Lord Narayan. Only those with proper qualifications and purity can enter.
My dear boys, great sages and mystics undergo great austerity for thousands of years just to catch a glimpse of the feet of Lord Narayan. You boys couldn't possibly have qualified yourselves properly by performance of sacrifice. Why don't you go back home now?
Yes, go back home and come back in a few thousand years.
Please allow us entrance into the palace. We wish to see Lord Narayan.
But the guards, seeing only four young boys and not knowing their identity, refused them. And the boys became so angry, they cursed the two guards.
For this injustice, we curse you both to take birth in the material world of birth and death.
The guards, Jai and Vijay, now realizing that these were not ordinary boys, took them to see Lord Narayan. The all-pervasive Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, knowing all that had taken place, welcomed the boys.
Welcome, Sanatana, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumara. I am so sorry for this inconvenience my palace guards have caused you. As for you, my dear guards, being cursed by my devotees, I cannot remove this curse. So you may take birth in the material world 7 times as my devotees, or only 3 times as my enemies. It is up to you to decide.
Jai and Vijay, wishing to resume their transcendental guard duties as soon as possible, thought it best to get back as soon as possible.
Wow, 7 births of devotees. Krishna, 7 different devotees. I think I could really relish that.
That would be very relishable. But if we only take 3 births as a demon, we can be back here much sooner.
Yeah, I just don't know about being a demon, but I guess the time element is the main thing. I don't want to be in the material world.
We'll be back here very shortly, serving divine again.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
My dear Lord, thank you for your mercy.
We'll take birth in the material world 3 times as your enemies.
Immediately they were sent down through the 8 layers of material coverings. Down through false ego, intelligence, mind. Down they went, plummeting, hurtling down through ether, through air, fire, water, and earth, until they reached this material universe. night, the wind is howling, and from the sky, torrents of blood and pus are falling. The whole planet is shaking, and tremors are causing the ground to crack open. For tonight, a terrible demon is being born. And this is causing severe disturbances throughout the entire universe. His name is Hiranyakasipu. From his very birth, Hiranyakasipu was a great demon who wanted more material power and wealth than anyone else. For 125 years, he performed the rigorous austerity of standing on the tips of his toes, and he became more and more and more powerful until it looked as if he would destroy the entire universe. Finally, the demigods begged Lord Brahma to come down to Earth and stop him from creating further disturbances.
Such austerity as this, nobody knows. Standing 125 years on the tip of my toes. Lord Brahma, welcome. Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Hiranyakasipu. Hiranya means gold. Kasipu means soft. Grant me this boon, Brahma, that I'll never drop dead.
My dear Hiranyakasipu, this even I could not possibly do. For you see, even I must die. My years are only 4,300,000 times 1,000 times 30 times 12 times 100 times 2.
Then grant me this, that I will never be killed in the sky.
I comply.
Then grant me this, that I may never be killed during the day or during the night.
That's all right.
Then grant me this, that I may never be killed by any weapon.
Of course, that's all right.
Then grant me this, that I may never be killed by a man or a beast.
That's the least. Now, good day.
Now I immortal! And now, everyone, worship me.
Meanwhile, the demigods became overwhelmed with fear, for Hiranyakasipu's power was spreading rapidly throughout the entire universe, endangering the residents of the heavenly planets. So, they kidnapped his pregnant wife, Kasyadu, and were planning to execute her child, believing that her child would be a more powerful demon than his father, Hiranyakasipu. Just then, Narada Muni, the transcendental sage, came by, playing his eternal veena and chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Dear demigod, what are you doing with this chaste lady?
Oh, Narada Muni, please accept our humble obeisances. This chaste lady here is carrying within her womb a snake, the son of Hiranyakasipu. If he is allowed to be born, he might destroy the whole universe.
No, no, my dear demigods. She is carrying a great devotee of Lord Krishna within her womb. Even if you wanted, you could not harm him. His name is Prahlad Maharaj.
When Prahlad was 5 years old, his demoniac father, Hiranyakasipu, took him on his lap and instructed him.
Prahlad. Prahlad, you are my only son. So I want the best for you. Yes, my son. You will inherit all my wealth and power, which is unmatched in the whole universe. I want that you should get the best education, so you can learn the art of attaining huge quantities of gold, or to speak of that lustful art of attracting the most beautiful women. Well, perhaps you're a little too young for such talk. But heed me, Prahlad. You will be successful, just like your father, Hiranyakasipu.
But Prahlad was not interested in the idle boasting and false prestige of his atheistic father. Prahlad was a pure devotee of the Lord and fixed in Krishna consciousness. His only happiness was derived from serving the Lord.
So off to school with you, and learn well the art of material success.
But every day at recess, when the teachers left the palace schoolroom, Prahlad addressed his fellow classmates.
My dear atheistic friends, now that we are still young and healthy, now is the time to take up Krishna consciousness. Now is the time to start, or we'll never get out of this material entanglement. This material life will soon become too complicated.
But his classmates were not interested.
Oh, Prahlad, let us play. We're only 5 years old. We can take up Krishna consciousness some other day.
Yes, I know you want to play, but just learn how to play for Krishna. Everyone is looking for his dearmost friend. That dearmost friend is Krishna. He's in everyone's heart. So certainly he will make us happy if we simply follow his direction.
But still, some of the boys did not want to hear Prahlad's words.
We don't believe in Krishna. We can't see him.
Yeah, we can't play with him.
My dear non-believers, just look. How long can you live? 100 years at most? The first 20 are wasted playing ball. Then the middle 40 years are wasted in sex life. You get a nice wife, then you have kids. To support your family, you get a job. And for your work, you want some recognition. You spend all your time, and before you know it, you're in a feeble condition. 20 years in sporting, 40 years in sex life, 20 years an invalid. Then, at the time of death, you'll be lost, and your destination unknown. So please, my dear demonic brothers, we have to give up this nonsense now and take up Krishna consciousness while we're still young and sound. And it's so easy. Just by chanting and dancing to the holy names of God, we will all become Krishna conscious.
Can we all love one another? Everyone's sister and everyone's brother. It's easy if we know just what to do. Chant Hare Krishna the whole day through. Then of the Lord are many but one. Jehovah and Allah and Rama are some. To chant Hare Krishna is His holy name. The Supreme Person of God is the same. To glorify God is our special fate. Everyone chanting and dancing His way. Back to the kingdom of God to stay. Chant Hare Krishna is the key to God's place. Chant Hare Krishna is the key to God's grace. Just picture this planet, what joy there will be. With everyone chanting and dancing in the street. Black man and white man and old man and young. With everyone blissful and full of God's love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Chant, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Come on, chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
God's teachers heard the tremendous chanting of Hare Krishna reverberating throughout the palace. They quickly ran back into the classroom and resumed class, scolding Prahlad for his preaching about God to the other children.
What is this nonsense, Prahlad, you are talking to the other boys about? Have we taught you these crazy things?
No, dear atheistic teachers, you have not. That is why I must tell my deluded friends about Krishna. Otherwise, they will never know about him, and their lives will simply be spoiled.
Spoiled? We'll see who gets spoiled. Come on, let's take him to his father. Hiranyakasipu will show him who's smart. Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyakasipu, we have some terrible news. Your son, Prahlad, is teaching love of God in our school.
Love of what?
Prahlad, where are you getting such nonsense? If it's from your teachers, I'll have their heads removed. Come. Come and tell your father where you're getting such stool.
Oh, foremost of the atheists, I haven't learned anything good from my teachers. They just teach me how to lie and cheat.
And what's wrong with that? That sounds perfectly complete. Every young man has to learn how to bend the rules a little. So come, my son. Sit on my lap. And tell me, just what is it you're learning in school? Now tell me. What is this teaching you could not possibly have learned from my teachers? Just what is this teaching of God?
If I told you, Father, you could not know.
I could not know.
You are determined to deny Krishna's existence. Even if you took courses in it, still you would not understand.
I would not
understand.
Because
you are too attached to your own sense gratification.
Too attached!
To know Krishna, you must give everything to Krishna, and then he will reveal himself to you.
Reveal himself? To me? Hiranyakasipu? I don't need this. Whatever you call him. I'm the most powerful man in the universe, Prahlad. Don't you ever forget that. But we'll see how this God of yours protects you. Guards! Take this boy to my demoniac friends.
So they threw Prahlad into a circle of demons, wild cannibals relishing human flesh. But Prahlad remained fearless, chanting Hare Krishna. And the demons had no power to eat him as they wished.
What's this? So, my dear friends, you're not hungry today? Well, perhaps Prahlad needs some cooking. Guards, throw him into the boiling ghee. Boil, Prahlad. Boil. Boil till you're tender enough to.
But Prahlad continued chanting, and Krishna protected him from the scorching heat.
What is this? Not boiling in the ghee. Perhaps you'd like to freeze, Prahlad?
Again, Prahlad continued chanting, and was not frozen cold by the ice and snow.
Not even affected by the cold! Now, Prahlad, into the storming wind.
So Prahlad was taken to a small island to endure a huge hurricane. But he kept chanting, and he was protected by Krishna's holy name.
What in hell is going on? This can't be true! Prahlad, I'll throw you off a cliff, and then your Krishna will be through!
So Hiranyakashipu threw Prahlad off of a huge cliff. But Prahlad was chanting, and Krishna caught him in the air.
So long as I chant Krishna's name, I'm protected from my father's demonic games.
Guards!
place him before my fiercest elephant. Then we'll watch. And we'll see Prahlad squirm.
But Krishna was in the elephant's heart and instructed him to lift Prahlad upon his head and ride him through the grounds in a triumphant parade. Now, Hiranyakashipu became furious.
Guards! Throw him in the pit of snakes! Then we'll see his fortune clear!
Although the snake pit was the most fearful place in all of Hiranyakasipu's kingdom, still, because Prahlad was steady and depending on Krishna, the venomous snakes did not harm him.
All right, Prahlad. All right, Prahlad. I see you have some mystic powers. Yes. Yes, some mystic powers. So perhaps you'd like to come and take lunch with your dear father. Come. Enjoy with me for half an hour or so.
In desperation, Hiranyakasipu was poisoning Prahlad's food with enough poison to kill hundreds of full-grown men.
But first I must offer this food to Krishna.
Idiot! Never mind with this... God, just eat.
But Prahlad first offered his food to the Lord, and it became prasadam, and as pure as God, and free from all poisonous effects. In a rage, Hiranyakasipu lifted Prahlad above his head and smashed him to the floor.
Where do you get your superhuman powers from?
From the same place you do, Father. From God.
God? God! What is this God? Better yet, where is your God, Prahlad?
Krishna is everywhere, Father. Everything is coming from him.
Everywhere? Everything! Everywhere! Is he here? 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 Is he in this pillar?
Yes, Father.
Then I'll kill him!
Lord Nrisimhadev, half man, half lion incarnation of Krishna, appeared from the broken pillar and pounced upon the shocked demon. Lord Nrisimhadev quickly stretched Hiranyakasipu across his lap and with his long nails ripped apart the demon. Hiranyakasipu died instantly on the Nrisimha's blood-drenched lap. He was killed neither on the land nor the sea, but on the lap of the Supreme Lord. He was killed neither during the day nor night, but during the twilight. He was killed by neither beast nor man, but by the Lord's lotus hands. And he was killed with no weapon, but with the nails of Lord Nrisimhadev. Thus, Hiranyakasipu's benediction from Lord Brahma remained intact, and he was killed by the personification of fear. God himself. All the demigods from the upper heavenly planets came down to offer their prayers to Lord Nishringa.
O Supreme One, by your appearance as Lord Nishringa Dev, you have saved us from terrible fear. O Lord, long were our hearts filled with fear of Hiranyakasipu. But you are so kind toward us that by killing him, you have removed that fear. And you have given us the chance to place your lordship within our hearts once again. All glories to you, my lord, my worshipful lord.
But Lord Nishringadev's anger and ferocity were so great that he could not be pacified by the prayers of the demigods. Prahlad, unafraid, stepped before the Lord and prayed.
Oh, my Lord, you are very beautiful, like the lotus flower. But with your long nails, you have ripped apart the wasp, Hiranyakashipu. I offer my humble obeisances unto you. I do not fear your long nails, but I fear this world of repeated birth and death. Only by taking shelter of you can we become fearless and satisfied.
The Lord was very pleased with Prahlad, and he requested his devotee to ask for his heart's desire.
I don't want anything in return. All I ask is to remain as your eternal loving servitor. I'm not interested in being a merchant.
But the Lord again asked Prahlad to name something, anything that he wished for.
I pray
so
that my
Prahlad
father,
prayed that
Hiranyakashipu, although the greatest of demons, be given a chance for liberation.
The Lord then assured Prahlad that his father had already been liberated, and that many generations of his family, both past and future, would be granted liberation from the material chains of birth and death.
My dear Lord Nishringa, you are the supreme worshipable person. Your pastimes are transcendental, and simply by hearing of them, anyone can counteract all his sinful activities and become liberated from all fear. I offer you my humble obeisances over and over again.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Narala harala daine.
Narala daine.
Hiranyakashi purvakshah.
Shiva, 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 Shiva
Thank you.